Now you'll create a validation rule that prevents a user from changing the amount of an opportunity after the opportunity is closed. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a validation rule that prevents users from changing the amount of a closed opportunity. Now you'll create a formula field that categorizes data, improving the appearance of your reports and dashboards. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a formula field that categorizes data, increasing the utility of one of your key reports. Now you'll create a formula field that spans across objects, allowing you to display data from one object on a related object. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a formula field that spans multiple objects and displays fields from a related object. You're going to create a custom summary formula on a report that will allow you to compare sales for this period to sales for the previous period. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a custom summary formula that calculates the growth from period to period on a report. Now you'll create a validation rule that will allow you to validate data entered on a contact record against a table in Salesforce. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a validation rule that prevents users from entering zip codes and states that don't match. Now you will create a validation rule that makes the reason lost field required only when the stage is set to closed lost. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a validation rule that makes a field conditionally required. Now you will create a formula field to calculate the number of days a case has been open. In this simulation, follow the text prompts and complete the tasks. Congratulations! You have successfully created a formula field that calculates the number of days a case has been open.